You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's get started with a little quiz. What's the most dreaded word at work? Is it deadline, meeting, overtime, fired? No. The newest word dreaded by workers all over is the word hey, like H-E-Y. And here's the reason why. When you get inside video chats, one person will say, hey. And what's normally following that is a request for somebody to do something. So like, for example, you can say, hey, can you share that deck with me? And the other person will say, bro, sure. Get it? Like, bro, sure. Oh, tough crowd. Tough crowd today. On that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I'm Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. If you're a brand new listener to the Kim Commando Show, welcome aboard. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. You can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. You can also get it as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, as a perk of your membership inside the Commando community. Just hit commando.com and hit that button that says community, and you'll get it. You get 30 days free there, by the way. And I need two things from each and every one of you. Number one, the easiest and the best way for me to continue to grow this show and get more listeners is for you to just tell one person about the show. That's all. Just one person. You can even say, hey. I don't care. And number two, tell me what you want to hear more about. You just hit the website, commando.com, of course, and there's a link that says email Kim. You know, every single day, 7 days a week, I visit at least 35, 40 different websites to make sure that we are both up to date on what's happening in the tech universe. And here are the top five things that you need to know right now. We're going to start with the CEO of United Healthcare admitted that it paid $22 million in ransom to hackers who paralyzed its systems. You know, all of us should be really upset about this. You see, ransomware attacks are almost always the fault of the company that was attacked. It sounds harsh, but it's true. In virtually all cases, ransomware gets into even the most sophisticated system in the most unsophisticated way. What happens, an improperly trained employee responds to a phishing email loaded with malicious attachments, or again, an improperly trained employee visits an infected website. Malware gets downloaded and then gets installed without the user's knowledge. But think about this. It all goes back to company management. So until shareholders begin seriously penalizing these millionaire CEOs to force them to be taking this whole ransomware thing seriously, to make sure that we have proper employee training, ransomware attacks will continue to drive up the cost of healthcare for each and every one of us. Moving on to number two, if you're wondering just how far AI has penetrated America, look no further than a Pikesville, Maryland high school. No, not talking about a great robotics or science project. It's more like a script from a detective show. You see, the high school's head coach, a guy by the name of Dazan Darian, decided to frame the school's principal after the principal fired him for misusing school funds. So the coach allegedly used AI to alter recording to make it sound as if the principal used racist and anti-Semitic comments. Well, using an AI cloning app, Darian is charged with forging an audio clip sounding just like the principal. And he was frustrated, he says, with black students and their test-taking abilities. Now, none of this was true. But thanks to social media, the phony audio clip made its way around the world and it was discovered to be completely false. So the bad guy is now in jail. But what about the principal, the innocent guy? How does he get his reputation back? Moving on to number three, this is a question that I had asked when this happened. How can an iPhone survive being sucked out of an airliner, flying at full speed at 16,000 feet, but if you or I just drop an iPhone off the kitchen counter, maybe like getting in and out of a car, it just gets destroyed? Well, of course, this happened on Alaska Airlines back in January. That phone was literally just vacuumed out of the aircraft, tumbled 3 miles to the ground, and discovered
without a scratch. So the Wall Street Journal asked this question and came up with these answers. Number one, the iPhone speed could not exceed about 60 miles per hour due to the resistance from the air and the Earth's gravitation. Second, iPhones now use Gorilla Glass. Very, very strong, but still breakable. And finally, this. When the phone came crashing down to Earth, it literally hit a forest. And so the forest broke the fall. So the bottom line here is that if you're going to be dropping your iPhone, try to drop it on a forest or maybe some grass. Moving on to number four, Meta is at it again. I'm going to start talking more about the abuses of big tech and how some ought to be illegal, like trying to opt out of Facebook. Here's why, just like what the Eagles say about the Hotel California, you can check in, but you can never leave Facebook. Let's say you've just outgrown Facebook and you don't want it to use all of your stuff to train its AI. Then you have to begin at this needlessly complicated webpage called the Facebook Help Center. Yes, they're there to help you. And this is where Facebook says to begin to cut the Facebook cord, tell them you want out, you want all your data erased. Okay, then after you've wasted time doing all that, Meta is going to tell you that they have your submission, but here's the kicker. Meta cannot guarantee that all your data will be deleted. Oh my gosh. There ought to be a law. Finally, this coming in at number five. At any given time in America, excluding holidays and major sporting events, around 100,000 people are looking for at least one new large screen TV. Isn't that astounding? And with tech changing so fast, let's talk about a brand new buying guideline. Okay, the oldest rule is still the number one rule. Buy the largest screen you can afford. Bigger is always better. But next, while OLED TVs are still tops, a Chinese company by the name of Hisense has a new ultra short throw. Yeah, a UST, I know. In the tech world, we always shorten everything up. It's a projector. It has Dolby Vision and an image good up to 150 inches. That's really something. It's the PX3 Pro. It actually has a triple laser UST. So brilliant colors and contrast, even in a small room that's not completely dark. Now, many folks say that they're using the projector against a wall, not even buying a screen, and it's that good. This one's pricey, about the same as a good projector. Yeah, $3,500. Just to let you know, a TV tech war is totally coming. All right, coming up, let me tell you, oh, this show is just totally jam-packed. We're going to talk about your phone's battery power. Maybe it's time for you to get a new battery in there. Your car could actually be your new next side hustle. We're not talking about Uber, by the way. Maybe you should or shouldn't share passwords with your loved ones. And then later on, laptops that have expiration dates. Yeah, just like eggs and milk. And of course, we have all of your phone calls and you have me, Kim Komando. We're all looking for ways to save more and spend less, but there are everyday essentials you just can't cut out of your budget, like gas and groceries. Here's the money back hack I use to get cash back on those everyday purchases and more. It's called Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. And who doesn't? That's why it's my favorite secret weapon for saving money. I got $10 back on groceries and 55 cents back on every gallon of gas. I even got cash back at Chipotle and Starbucks. Upside is free to use. Just download the app, claim an offer for what you're about to buy, and get paid. Get three times more cash back compared to credit card rewards or loyalty programs. And Kim Komando listeners get a special bonus. Download the free Upside app and use promo code Kim to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using code Kim. Download the free Upside app. Use code Kim. All right, here's the deal. I am giving away an iPhone 15. Yes, and I want to give it to you. I actually want to call you up and say, hey, yep, I'm Kim Komando, and I'm going to give you a brand new iPhone valued at $799. Okay, here's where you go. Winfromkim.com. Winfromkim.com makes it simple. I mean, you're going to win from me, right? Winfromkim.com. Now, there is a catch. You have to get at least one issue of my free newsletter that you're going to love. I mean, people do. I checked it out the other day. You know, out of a 5-star rating, we have 4.88 stars. You know, that's pretty darn good, isn't it? I mean, you know, 5-star rating, 4.88. That means you're going to love it too. So once again, here's where you need to go. Winfromkim.com. That's winfromkim.com. All right. Debbie in San Antonio, Texas. Glad to have you on board with us.
Okay. I do an assortment of things as a consultant for small businesses. And I have a new one who they work in the home healthcare arena.
Okay.
And, you know, we're trying to streamline stuff. And they have, I mean, a whole phalanx of softwares and apps that they use to efficiently run their business and keep things streamlined and everybody in line, you know, mm-hmm. knowing what's going on. And they have an EHR one, and they're currently getting that integrated with their CRM. So when a prospect calls in and they get all their information, it immediately goes into and populates their EHR. And then they got their payroll stuff, and that's all working real well. However, they also use a software. It's very similar to like Trello or Evernote called ClickUp.
Okay.
And it integrates seamlessly with their, basically, their digital library, which is Trainual. That's Trainual.
Okay.
And it's got everything in there. And that's what they want, is Trainual to be, or this digital repository to be, a one-stop shop. So we've got, you know, all the processes and procedures and handbooks and guidelines in there. We've got all these onboarding slide decks. And Trainual is very nice in terms of you can load it in and put in different steps. So, for instance, we did one for caregivers.
Okay.
And it takes you step by step of everything you need to know about how we do things at this particular company. And, you know, you read the slide. We have an audio that I record in a studio. And, you know, so you don't even have to read it. It's all there. But it's got a nice big visual. And we're doing these for each position.
That's a big job. That's a lot.
It's quite hefty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trainual charges per user, and they also have, you know, start charging for storage after a certain point. And, you know, it's like those old days when you first had the cell phone, you pay for the first minute and then every minute afterwards.
Yeah.
This is sort of what Trainual is doing. And now they like the fact that they are integrated with ClickUp. So if somebody assigns a task in ClickUp for somebody to do something in Trainual, you get the email, you can move them around just like Trello.
Okay.
But this Trainual stuff is getting real pricey, and we want everybody to be able to log in as a new employee and be able to get this, you know, this information in a very user-friendly format so that they can just click next step. And we have access, you know, if I'm a new caregiver, I'm not going to have access to the after-hours virtual assistant position or the scheduler or the office manager or whatever.
And so you're trying to figure out how to disseminate all this information, Debbie, without incurring costs. More costs.
Exactly. Okay. And a place that gives us like mega storage, because these slide decks are beefy little files.
Now, are you able to export them at a Trainual?
I create them and then export them into Trainual.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So I've got the deck. I write the copy. I do the artwork for this deck.
Right.
And then I record in a studio. And then
yes.
That comes to me as an MP3, which then I use an iframe to attach to that particular slide.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Deck.
You know, I'm just thinking like you could put them all up in Google Drive.
Google Drive is not really HIPAA compliant, and it doesn't have that user interface. And I've tried, you know, I use Dropbox, but anytime you send, I mean, all my clients, if they've got big files mm-hmm. that they can't email me, we just put it all in Dropbox. But Dropbox doesn't really give them that next. And if you're not computer savvy and go to log into Dropbox, it says,
create an account,
and people get panicky, and, you know.
Yeah, see, and that's your problem. That's going to be the problem, is because you are dealing with different levels of abilities at this point, right? And
exactly.
You need to have it HIPAA compliant. You need to also, I'm sure, to have checks and balances that they actually went through every single step, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, I don't know if they have to check a box and say, yes, I understood everything.
We give them a little simple test over the stuff in the slides.
Okay. So what you have is really a custom program that you've done for this client. I mean, this client is truly customized. And my fear is that if you start looking at options, then it's not going to be working as well as it is now. See, there's the whole thing, like, if it's not broke, or why are we fixing it? Okay. If we're
fixing it's about to get real, real costly.
Okay. Then what we need to do is figure out how to lower the audio file, the quality of the audio file. We have to lower the quality of the images so that they're, instead of them being 300 DPI, maybe the images are 50 DPI. You're not going to be able to see with the screen anyway, 75 DPI. If there's videos there, we're not going to put them in at 720. We're going to put them in at 480 standard. So that's where I would go first, because this is a pretty complicated situation, which you have going on here, Debbie.
And that's why I went to the digital goddess.
Which, you know, having done custom, because we have like a lot of custom things here in our business that we've had to homegrown I think that if, by the time you recreate all this to save whatever money that you're going to save, it's going to cost more along the way. And then also you have a system that's working really well right now. And that's why, instead of just totally blowing it up and saying, oh, you know, we can't afford this anymore, and, you know, we need to cut costs, we need to figure out how to move it to someplace else, I would be more inclined to either A, raise prices along the way, raise everybody by 50 cents or a dollar to help incur or to help pay for these costs that we've incurred, rather. And then also go through and start lowering the quality of these decks and these presentations so that they just don't take up so much space. And don't forget, you know, you could call up this company and tell them, hey, you know what? We're having trouble paying for this. What kind of break can you give us as a small business? You know, you'd be surprised how many different websites are willing to work with you, because it's, remember the old adage, it's always easier to keep a customer than to go get a new customer. And you might want to remind them of that. If you need any help afterwards, Debbie, you know me, I'm your gal. Hey, if you ever have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the show, or you want to make an appointment to speak with me, really easy to do. Head over to the website, the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show, which is, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, komando.com. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says, yes, email Kim. Oh, I know. Some things make total sense. Again, that's komando.com, and hit that link that says email Kim. And I'm going to confirm with you, and I say this all the time, I read every single email that you guys and gals send me, every single one. Again, that's komando.com. And then just hit that button that says email Kim. All right, let's switch gears a little bit and let's talk about your phone's battery. Did you ever notice how your phone doesn't seem to hold a charge like it did when it was just fresh out of the box? It had that new phone smell. That's because batteries degrade over time. And yeah, it is unavoidable. But what causes the battery to drain? Here are some things. Maybe your screen is said to be too bright, bad apps, extreme temperatures, and, you know, constant charging can wear the battery out before it's time to. Now, if you want to see how much life your battery has lost, really simple to do. On your iPhone, head over to Settings and then Battery, or just search for Battery Health. That's where you're going to find a percentage showing your battery's current capacity. Now, here's the magical number. If it's below 80%, that's when you can contact Apple about a battery replacement. Now, of course, Team Android, I didn't forget about you. It's trickier, but that's where you want to use an app like AccuBattery. It gives you all the scoop on your battery's health. Just download and follow the instructions to find out how your battery is holding up. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're talking about a new side hustle that you can do with your car, and it's not driving for Uber or Lyft, here on The Kim Komando Show. We're all looking for ways to save more and spend less, but there are everyday essentials you just can't cut out of your budget, like gas and groceries. Here's the money back hack I use to get cash back on those everyday purchases and more. It's called Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. And who doesn't? That's why it's my favorite secret weapon for saving money. I got $10 back on groceries and 55 cents back on every gallon of gas. I even got cash back at Chipotle and Starbucks. Upside is free to use. Just download the app, claim an offer for what you're about to buy, and get paid. Get 3 times more cash back compared to credit card rewards or loyalty programs. And Kim Komando listeners get a special bonus. Download the free Upside app and use promo code Kim to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using code Kim. Download the free Upside app. Use code Kim.
You know, it's something that you probably never thought about. You buy a laptop. Did you know that it has a built-in expiration date? Yeah, it does. Okay. You can only use it a certain amount of time before you can't use it anymore. We're going to talk more about that as well as get right back to your phone calls. But first, let's talk about your car and making money. Now, if your car is just sitting in your garage or your driveway, I want you to think about renting it out to tourists this summer or maybe just someone else who needs a good car for a side hustle. It's a way for you to make money by really doing nothing at all. You see, rather than going the traditional route of renting a car at the airport, a lot of folks are opting for car sharing. They're often cheaper than the car rental companies. And you know what? You get to pick out the exact car that you want. Now, if you list your car for rent on Turo, that's one of those sites, T-U-R-O, you keep anywhere from 60 to 90% of the fees collected, depending on the insurance plan that you select. Now, another site that works like Turo is called GetAround. And then don't forget about Uber drivers. They need a fairly recent car. And if you have one that works, hire driver is for you. Your take is 75 to 85% of the car's rental fee. So once again, these sites, in case you're walking, you're driving around, Turo, GetAround, and hire driver. All right, let's go back to all of your phone calls. Shoshana in Gilbert, Arizona, speaking about money. Glad to have you on board.
My question is, I get a lot of ads on my phone about ways to make money, play this game, and you'll make this much, and so on. And I wanted to know if these types of ads were legit or if it's just a way to harvest your information and take away your security. So what's your thought on this?
Well, it's hard to know which ones are real and which ones are fake. It's probably a safe bet that all of them are collecting information on you. You know, there are games that say you can make money. There's gambling apps. There's all kinds. You take surveys. And, you know, the bottom line here is that you're not going to make a lot of money doing this. Most people say they're going to make anywhere between, you know, maybe 25 or 50 bucks a month. Which, you know, for all the time that you're investing and playing these games, I mean, if you're just sitting there at home doing nothing and it's not important to you to even make any money, I think it might be okay. And that's where you look at something like swag bucks or inbox dollars, because that's where you can, you know, get points for shopping online, searching the web, playing games, watching videos, you know, whatever it may be. But again, it's nothing that you're going to go, hey, this really is going to make a difference in my house payment this month. And it's just, I don't know if it's really worth it, because you are going to be giving up a lot of your privacy and also, you know, compromising what data they're going to be collecting on you and all that other good stuff. Do you need to make some extra money? Is that the goal?
Well, yes. I've been self-employed, and right now I'm recuperating from a quadruple bypass.
Oh,
and
wow.
We need some extra money, and I'm not able to go out of the house right now. I'm still recuperating. I'm tired, and you know all those things that would stop me from doing well at a job. So I was wondering about a way to make some extra money at home.
Well, you know, there are ways that you can do this, and you can work on whatever hours that you feel up to it. What kind of skills do you have?
Sales, basically. You know, I can speak well on the phone. I've got a master's degree in health and nutrition and different things like that.
You know, what I would do, you know, you're educated. You're a self-starter, obviously, okay, is that I would look at a website called Upwork. And at Upwork, that's where people will post jobs that they need on a temporary basis. So maybe somebody would want you to review a business prospectus or a sales plan for a nutrition company.
I mean, it really, there are all kinds of positions that are available. And then you tell them how much you're going to charge, how long you think it's going to take. And then it's almost like you bid for the opportunity. You bid for the job. Okay. And as you get more and more jobs, then you get rated by your quote unquote employers. Right. And then that's how you get credentials on this service. And so then more people will start seeking you out. So basically what you're going to do is set yourself up as a freelancer. So you put your profile up there, you put a photo, you know, some history, your education, your business sense, some accomplishments that you've had along the way, and then say what type of opportunities that you are looking for. And I bet you you'll be surprised at what you can find. I bet you will. And so you know, we're not going to be sitting there taking surveys. No, mm-mm. You know, it may be something where, like, you know, if you feel up to maybe working an hour a day or 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And so you're instead of saying that we're going to make $20 or $50 a month, is that maybe you'll make $50 an hour. Maybe you can make $100 an hour because you have the experience and you have the skill set. And so instead of, like I said, instead of just wasting your time doing stuff that really isn't going to make a difference, is take a look at Upwork. Now, Shoshana, if what you see there, you're like, oh, Kim, this doesn't really fit what I'm looking for, just, you know, drop me a note back and then we'll talk again and then we'll explore some opportunities. But I'd like you to just check there first. And there are other places you can go to, like freelance and also Fiverr. There are remote opportunities, temporary opportunities. But, you know, you being self-employed and, like I said, being a self-starter, I bet you'll find some really great opportunities there. Don't forget, Shoshana, I'm here again for you whenever you need me. All right. Do you share your passwords with your spouse, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend? You're not alone. Pew Research, they're a really good, reputable organization. They say that 75% of people in committed relationships here in the U.S. have handed over their smartphone passwords to their partners. But what happens if and when that relationship goes south? Because breaking up is super hard to do, especially if you're sharing passwords. Not to say your ex might go on this digital rampage, so why take the chance? But what is your next move if your ex knows all your passcodes? Okay, not rocket scientists. You need to change all your passwords. We're talking about everything from Hulu to your email, social media accounts, subscriptions, services you both used, Netflix, Amazon Prime. Now, for those of you who went all out on the smart home gadgets, thermostats, lights, security systems, garage doors, Wi-Fi, don't forget to update all of those passwords and settings too, because if your ex had access, you just have to revoke everything. And a lot of people make the mistake and they don't change the password on their router. Okay. Make sure that you always do that. And if your ex was especially kind of devious, you want to do a full factory reset on that router just to make sure that they're kicked out for good. All right, still to come, certain laptops have an expiration date. What's that about? I'm going to tell you more, as well as take more of your phone calls here on The Kim Commando Show. We're all looking for ways to save more and spend less, but there are everyday essentials you just can't cut out of your budget, like gas and groceries. Here's the money back hack I use to get cash back on those everyday purchases and more. It's called Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. And who doesn't? That's why it's my favorite secret weapon for saving money. I got $10 back on groceries and 55 cents back on every gallon of gas. I even got cash back at Chipotle and Starbucks. Upside is free to use. Just download the app, claim an offer for what you're about to buy, and get paid. Get 3 times more cash back compared to credit card rewards or loyalty programs. And Kim Commando listeners get a special bonus. Download the free Upside app and use promo code Kim to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using code Kim. Download the free Upside app. Use code Kim. Hey, let's talk about podcasts. Okay, I know you're listening on the radio right now, but do you know that I have 2 podcasts? Number one is the Daily Tech Update. Oh, this thing's growing like crazy. And if you haven't tapped into it, you're missing out. Every single day, you get the top tech news story, and I pass along a digital life hack. It's a tip, trick, or secret to make a difference in your life. So just 2 minutes a day, and then, of course, I throw in some caller questions that I answer on the fly as well. So that's the Daily Tech Update podcast. That's number one. Number two is Kim Komando Today. Kim Komando Today is a 3 times a week, 30-minute podcast, super quick, gets you up to date on all things digital that's happening at that very moment. We throw in some interviews, and then Allie, our amazing content queen, joins us, and Andrew Wabinski, he used to be our call screener, he comes on as well. It's just a fun podcast. And you can also watch us do that podcast live or on demand at youtube.com/Kim Komando. So if you're on YouTube, make sure that you also subscribe to my channel there. That's youtube.com/Kim Komando. All right, John in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Great question. Hi there, John.
Well, you know, it used to be you get a lot of emails, and I've learned how to control those, but I'm getting more and more text messages, political mostly. Today I got one from an insurance company that wanted me to get a flu shot, and I chose no, and then they wanted to know why, and then I told them, and then they wanted to say thanks. Is there something out there other than texting stop on each one to just control how many I'm going to get or which ones?
So you mean that do not call register from the government is not working for you? Oh my gosh. I know. It doesn't work for anybody. Okay. All the spam and the text still comes through. And in case any of our listeners are saying, like, what was that? Is that you can just go over to donotcall.gov and put your phone number on the list, but it's not going to stop anything. They can still get through. What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
So on your iPhone, under settings and messages, is you can go, it, right now there's message filtering, and you can enable filter unknown senders. And then that's going to go into a special folder under your text messages. Now, if you're on Team Android, just for all of our listeners, it varies by make and model, but typically it's going to be in the message app settings. Now, if that does not work for you, John, inside the whole filter unknown senders, is that there are certainly third-party apps that you can get from your cell phone provider. Take a look at that, because all of them are now providing free apps that will limit the spam text from getting through, as well as the spam phone calls. And then you can also take a look at some third-party programs like Truecaller, RoboKiller, I think is another one. Another one's called Hiya. We have a lot of information about this over on the website. Now, one of the things that you can do is when you start getting all these spam text messages, and keep in mind, if it's political, there's some fine lines there that let the politicians get through. Isn't that a coinky-dinky? But anyway, you can report your spam text to your carrier by forwarding the message to spam, which is 7726 on your phone. So if you get a spam text message, you want to report it to your carrier, just go ahead and forward that. Again, that number is 7726, which spells out spam. If you need more information about these third-party programs, as well as any type of apps that your particular carrier may have, just head over to the website, komando.com, and search for, say, killing spam texts or spam text messages. And I'm sure a tip or two is going to pop right up for you, free for the taking. And John, thank you for your call. All right. Let's see. Jana in Baltimore, Maryland. Hello there, Jana.
So I've been applying for administrative positions for about 6 months now. I use Indeed, LinkedIn, and ZipRecruiter. Mm-hmm. And most of the jobs, when I go back to the feedback, I see that they have tens, some even hundreds of applicants. And more often than not, the application isn't even viewed. But my experience with ZipRecruiter is that when I apply for a position on that particular website, usually within sometimes even minutes or hours, I receive email or text message saying what a great candidate I am and what great offer they have for me, and to follow this link to schedule interview and do this and this and that. I don't do that because that I am suspicious immediately. And I am just wondering if these websites have no verification for the employers to post their job, or is there any way to spot a fake listing other than if it's a direct prompt saying, okay, you submit the resume to this Gmail address? Is there anything I can do? It just seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that we were a victim of such a fake listing. Somebody had put up like a podcast editor position. and then posed as the show, then got people to send them audio recordings, and then actually had had virtual interviews with some of these people. And then they're reaching out to me saying, you know what, how come we're not getting paid? Or if you want us to buy a computer in order for us to work for you, and what's that about?
Oh. Okay.
So totally scammed. So unfortunately, the job boards, much like Facebook or any other big tech company, they don't vet every single thing that gets posted. So it's up to you to use your common sense and it's important to be skeptical, because as you find out is that there's a lot of scams out there. So what you want to do is, if you see a listing on a job board site that really piques your interest, is go to the company's official website, go to their career page, see if that job is listed there, and then apply directly with the company if you can, than rather going through these job sites. The other thing too is to make sure that you personalize each and every one of your applications, because if people know you're just going to submit to anything and anything, not really interested in you. But if you can put yourself above the fray and say, this is what I'm good at, this is what you had in the application itself, or pardon me, this is what you had in the job posting itself, because a lot of these are now called ATS, applicant tracking systems. And so when you apply for a job, is that that computer is first looking to see how many words are in your resume or in your application as it matches that job description. And if the words are too far apart, then you're not even going to get selected. But you're right. If you get selected like within 10 seconds, it's like, maybe not so much. This is not, I'm a great person, but. you know, the other thing too is that if you are having trouble with these ATSs, there is an insider secret that if you have to submit a resume to any company, is that it probably is going to go through an ATS, is that you take certain words that are in the job description itself, and whatever those words might be that make it unique, and then you take a few of those words and you actually put them in your resume. But here's where the tricky part is when you put those words in your resume, you want to make sure that it's white text so that somebody seeing it doesn't see those words, but the ATS system will. So just a little tip for you if you're having trouble getting through the ATS systems, because again, a human is not going to look at your application or resume first. It's just not happening anymore on any size, any major size company. If it's a small company like ours, yeah, somebody actually is going to read every single one, but it's still going to have to go through some ATS. So just a little secret for you. Jana, thank you for your call today. I want you to sit back and think, what kind of things have expiration dates, right? What kind of things? Okay. Milk comes to mind, yogurt, right? Cheese, eggs. And what about those cheapo laptops called Chromebooks? Yeah, they have expiration dates too. I bet you didn't know that. You see, Chromebook, first of all, is a catch-all phrase for any laptop, tablet, or device that's running on Google's Chrome operating system. The OS and the apps update automatically. This way, it protects the device with Google's security updates and measures. Now, a Chromebook isn't like run-of-the-mill laptops. They have to really be connected to the internet to get most things done, such as, say, working on a document. I mean, you can work offline, but it really needs to be online. What a lot of people don't know is that Chromebooks have a death date. So if you unknowingly purchase an older Chromebook, support for it could be ending in a few months or maybe in a year or so, then your Chromebook will stop automatically updating, putting all of your data and information at risk. So before you buy a Chromebook, always ask for the Chromebook's AUE, AUE Auto Update Expiration Date. And make sure you enter to win that iPhone right now at winfromkim.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.